Now we want to introduce an important concept, which is the concept of Liouvillean. So let's consider a function A, capital A, that depends on momentum and coordinates. So it's a function of P and Q. So now we want to understand how the function changes with time as a result of the fact that momentum and the coordinate also vary in time. So imagine that pdt and qdt are the solutions of the Hamilton equation, and then we want to understand what is the derivative with respect to the time of A computed in P of t and Q of t. Remember that we assume that A does not have an explicit time dependence. So this is just a question of taking the derivatives of A with respect to P multiplied by P dot plus dA over dQ multiplied by Q dot. And then we use Hamilton's equations, and then we see that the derivative of A with respect to time can be written as the application of a linear operator, which is called the Liouvillean, to the function A of P and Q. We defined a function which is IL, an operator, IL, L is the Liouvillean, which is the quantity which is inside the parentheses. So it's a linear differential operator. And then in terms of the Liouvillean, we find that the derivative with respect to t of A is IL applied to the quantity A. And if the Hamiltonian does not depend explicitly on time, then L is time independent, and then we can easily solve this equation, and we get that A of time pdt and qdt is e to the power ilt times A applied to A, p0, q0. And L, we will show now that L is a Hermitian operator, so that eilt is a unitary operator. And this is said, and this really stated saying that Newton's dynamics is a unitary evolution in phase space. Note that the procedure here is very similar to the one we are used to in quantum mechanics. And L plays here the role that in quantum mechanics H has. H, which is also a differential operator, although it's not a linear differential operator. It's quadratic because it appears p square. But from a formal point of view, the evolution here is analogous to the evolution in quantum mechanics. And one of the basic properties of the Hamiltonian quantum mechanics is that H is a Hermitian operator, and now we want to show that L is an Hermitian operator. So the Liouvillean operator is defined here. I've defined it as for a generic case in which we have several particles in three dimensions. So we have to add a scalar product between dH over dp and d over dq, and dH over dq, d over dp. So here there is a scalar product. dH over dq, which is the gradient of h, is a vector. d over dp is again a vector. So this is the scalar product between two vectors, and then we also to sum over all particles if we have several particles. Now I will do the calculation just for a one-dimensional system in which there is only one particle, but of course the proof is valid in all cases. So to show that this is a Hermitian operator, we consider the Hilbert space of complex functions of momentum and coordinates, p and q, with the scalar product, which is defined here at page 2, which is the usual one. Remember that the correct measure in phase space is dp dq. So here we integrate over dp dq. We're using exactly the same notations as in quantum mechanics. So we want to show that this operator is Hermitian. So what we do, we just write everything explicitly. Psi 1 apply to IL psi 2. So we apply IL to this operator, and then we do an integration by parts. And since Psi 1 and Psi 2 belong to the Hilbert space of complex functions that are square integrable, L2 of the functions, so as in quantum mechanics, the two functions Psi 1 and Psi 2 should vanish at infinity. This is the basic property. Otherwise, I mean, it wouldn't be a member of the Hilbert space. So once we do the integration by part, the term that we get and compute at the boundaries gives zero. So we have just to consider the application of the linear d over dq and d over dp on the other side. So we get the expression which is written here in the middle of page 2. So we have just discarded the boundary terms because psi 1 and psi 2 vanish at the boundaries as a consequence of the fact that they belong to the space of square integrable functions. Then we perform the derivations, and you immediately see that the terms that contain the second order derivative of h with respect to p and q cancel. And then in this way we reconstruct IL, and then we take a psi outside. And so we see that psi 1 IL psi 2 is equal to minus psi 2 IL psi 1 star. Now there's a star. So this implies we take the I outside, that I, the matrix element of L, is minus I star, the element of L star. And so from this you see that psi 1 psi 2 is equal to psi 2 psi 1 square with a star. And so this means that L is Hermitian. And so we approve the hermeticity of the Liouvillean.